Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa 'an Ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala haddatsana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wa huwa sadiqul masduq in ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi 40 yawman nutfatan thumma yakunu 'alaqatan mithla dhalik thumma yakunu mudghatan mithla dhalik thumma yursalu al malak fayanfukhu fihi ar-ruh wa yu'maru bi arba'i kalimat بكتب رزقه وأجره وعمله وشقي أو سعيد فوالذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, who spoke the truth and who was told the truth, related to us the creation of each one of you remains in the womb of his mother for 40 days in the form of semen. It then becomes a clot of blood for an equal number of days. It then becomes a piece of flesh for an equal number of days. An angel is then sent to him who blows the soul, the ruh, into him. And the angel is then commanded to write down four things. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is explaining the development during pregnancy, the entire process. And this is mentioned in the Quran as well, that from a drop of sperm or semen, then clot of blood, then a piece of flesh, and then how Allah Ta'ala develops the limbs, and how ruh is put into this body, how the child grows into the womb of the mother, and then the child is then delivered and comes into this world. So in this hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that this entire period of 4 months goes past. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ الْمَلَكُ, then Allah Ta'ala sends an angel, and the angel breathes in, or the angel blows in the ruh, the life of this child. And then four things are commanded to the angel to write down regarding the child. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ, whatever provisions, whatever rosy rizq this child is going to get for its entire lifespan. Already it is written whilst the child is in the womb of the mother. Whatever rosy we're going to get in this world is already written. وَأَجَلِهِ, and his lifespan. How many years he's going to live in this world. وَعَمَلِهِ, and his actions, good and bad, all will be written. وَشَقِيٌ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ, whether he'll be a wretched person or a fortunate person. In other words, whether he'll be a sinner or a good person, whether he'll be a disbeliever or a believer. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infinite knowledge. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses every single thing. Before we came into this world, Allah knew exactly when we're going to be born, what we are going to do, what we're going to choose, how we're going to conduct ourselves in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having the knowledge of all these things, Allah still gives us a chance to prove ourselves in this world, although He knew from the beginning what our result will be. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, فَوَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ, by Allah's qasam, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Allah, He takes the qasam in Allah, that one of you does the action of the people of Jannah, his entire life, he's doing good deeds, until just between him now and Jannat, he's so close to entering Jannah now, just an arm's length is left. In other words, just now he can enter Jannah, but his destiny prevails over him. In other words, Allah's infinite knowledge, Allah knew that this person, eventually, despite living his life as a good person, right in the end, he will utter something or do something that will tantamount to kufr and make him lose his whole iman. And what's going to happen? Then he will do the action of the people of Jahannam and enter Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. It is a very fearful thing. Sometimes we think, mashallah, we're reading salah, zakat, hajj, and we are very pious. But we do not know what the end. That's why we will find people say, make dua, my khatama is with iman. The end, right at the end, I must believe this world with iman. And then the converse also, that a person does the action of the people of Jahannam, the person is a disbeliever his whole life, and between him now and entering to Jahannam was just an arm's length, but then the destiny prevails over him, and then Allah gives him the tawfiq of doing one good action, he brings iman. فَيَعْمَلُوا بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ He brings iman, he does the action of the people of Jannah, فَيَدْخُلُهَا, and now he enters Jannah. Imagine, the man was a disbeliever, but right in the end, Allah gave him the tawfiq, and Allah had that infinite knowledge, that yes, this man, he will bring iman in the end, and then he is successful. Like in the world also, the person did everything, or like a person running a marathon, of course, not a very good example, but just for us to understand, he ran the entire race. Right at the finishing line, he drops down and is unable to move at all. So obviously he does not finish the race. And the other person took a long time to reach, but he finished the race, so he is successful. So this hadith again instills in us, first of all, teaches us about the procreation of man and how Allah Ta'ala forms the little child or human being and brings him into this world. And the period for 4 months that the development stages, and then Allah Ta'ala gives the person life, and Allah instructs the angel to write out these things. Imagine your rosy, the very first thing Rasulullah mentioned, bikat bi rizqihi, something that you and I all worry about. Yes. For all these things, Allah gives man the power and strength then, and the intelligence to earn his livelihood. And his lifespan is recorded, it is destined. So nobody has any control that I'm going to live for longer or shorter. وَعَمَلِهِ, again, your actions, that also is written, but Allah gives you a chance. So in one hadith of Rasulullah, one sahabi said, then we'll just sit back and we'll just depend on whatever is written for us. Nabi said, no. فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. In other words, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows whether you'll be successful sa'idun or you'll be unsuccessful shaqi. But Allah will bring you into this world, and Allah will give you that fair chance. Allah give you the rationale, the aql to believe in Allah, to accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives you the soul. Allah فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah inspires you. Allah teaches you the good, what is good for you in this world, what is bad for you in this world. Then you choose what you want. Yes, although Allah knows your final result, because He is the creator. But still Allah gives you the chance to prove yourself in this world. And then whatever road that you are taking, if you adopt the wrong path, then the wrong actions will become easy for you. And if you adopt the right path, then the right actions will become easy for you. فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. So the gist of this hadith, or the lesson of this hadith, is that we should be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not become lax and feel that, mashallah, we were successful. No, right till the last breath, when we say the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, till then, we have to have this fear that we must not lose our iman. We must not go off the path. We must always make dua to Allah. Allah, make me amongst the sa'id. Allah, make me amongst the fortunate people. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, the chapter is Babul Khawf, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.